Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text Number 54. No, actually, we're not going to read the text. We're just going to read the translation. There's no purport. On this path of ascent, the progressive living entity enters the different worlds of fire, the sun, the day, the end of the day, the bright fortnight, the full moon, and the passing of the sun in the north, along with their presiding demigods. When he enters Brahmaloka, he enjoys life for many millions of years, and finally, his material designation comes to an end. He then comes to a subtle designation, from which he attains the causal designation, witnessing all previous states. Upon the annihilation of this causal state, he attains his pure state, which he identifies with the supersoul. This way, the living entity becomes transcendental. The next text also has no purport. This gradual process of elevation for self-realization is meant for those who are truly aware of the absolute truth. After repeated birth on this path, which is known as Deva Yana, one attains these consecutive stages. One who is completely free from all material desires, being situated in the self, need not transverse the path of repeated birth and death. Next text with a purport. Ya ite pitri devanam. Ayane veda nirmite. Shastrena chakshusha veda. Janastipo stipi ya muyati. Yete pitri devanam. Ayane veda nirmite. Shastrena chakshusha veda. Janastopi namuyati. Ya, one who, ate, on this path, as recommended above, Pitri Devanam, known as Pitriyana and Devayana, Ayane, on this path, Veda Niramite, recommended in the Vedas, Shastrena, by regular study of the scriptures. Chakshusha, by enlightened eyes. Veda, is fully aware. Janasta, person situated in a material body. Api, even though. Na, never. Muyati is bewildered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Even though situated in the material body, one is fully aware of the path known as Pitriyana and Devayana, and who thus opens his eyes in terms of Vedic knowledge, is never bewildered in this material world. Purport, Acharyavan Purusha Veda. One who is guided by the bona fide spiritual master knows everything as stated in the Vedas, which set forth the standard of infallible knowledge. As recommended in Bhagavad Gita, Acharya Pasanam, one must approach the Acharya for real knowledge. Tat vigyanartam sagurum eva abhigachet. One must approach the Acharya, for then one will receive perfect knowledge. When guided by the spiritual master, one attains the ultimate goal of life. The next text. One who exists internally and externally at the beginning and end of everything and of all living beings, that as that which is enjoyable and as the enjoyer of everything, superior and inferior, is the supreme truth. He always exists as knowledge and the object of knowledge, as expression and the object of understanding, as darkness and as light. Thus he, the Supreme Lord, is everything. Purport. Here the Vedic aphorism, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, is explained. It is also explained in the Chatu Sloki Bhagavatam. Aham Eva Sam Eva Gre. Supreme Lord existed in the beginning, he exists after the creation, and maintains everything. And after destruction, everything merges in him, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakritim Yanti Mami Kam. Thus, the Supreme Lord is actually everything. In the conditioned state, we are bewildered in our understanding, but in the perfect stage of liberation, we can understand that Krishna is the cause of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller, is an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of everything, of all. And he has no other origin. He is the prime cause of all causes. Thus, he is the perfection of knowledge. Krishna consciousness means to make something which seems complicated, simple. People are imagining different things. But ultimately, there's only Krishna. Ekadesha stitas yagya joshnas vistrasiyata parasya brahmana shakti stitedam akilam jagat. Just like fire is in one place, and it spreads its heat and light everywhere in all directions. So similarly, Krishna is in one place, ekadesha, stitasya gya, joshnad vistristir yata. And at the same time, he's expanding his energies everywhere. Or as Krishna says, sarabhutastam atmanam, sarabhutani chatmani, ikshate yoga yuktatma, savartar samadarshna. That the true yogi observes me in all beings, and also sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized soul sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. And for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. In other words, things are quite simple. There's Krishna, and then there's his energies. And the energies are simultaneously one and different from him. So each one of us is simultaneously one, but different from Krishna. Krishna is the whole, and we're a particle. There's a particle, there's the gold mine, which has all the gold, and we have a part of gold, different in quantity, but the same in quality. So everything is like that, everyone is like that. The same in quality as Krishna, but difference in quantity. And for one who can see like that, everything becomes simple. And one who doesn't see like that, everything will seem very complicated. Therefore, in the previous verse, it mentions Acharyavam Purusho Veda. The Acharya, he's said to know everything, but what is that everything? It means he sees everyone and everything in relation to Krishna. He doesn't have to know in the same way Krishna knows past, present, future, but he knows what's actually reality and what's not reality. He knows what Krishna wants him to do and what Krishna doesn't want him to do, and he does what Krishna wants him to do. If you know what Krishna wants you to do, then that's perfection of knowledge. And if we do it, then we become perfect. All other knowledge is not very important. People are interested in all kinds of technological knowledge, knowledge how the material world works. So that may be valuable in the beginning to helping us become detached from the material world, if that's what we use it for. But otherwise, to go back to the spiritual world, there's no prerequisite. You have to know how the material world works. Except you have to know it works under Krishna's direction, that's all. Maya Dakshena, Prakriti Sutra Charam, hetunanena kuntiya jagati parivartate. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, producing all moving and unmoving beings, and by its will, by its rule, this creation is manifested and annihilated again and again. So Krishna has set up the material nature, and there's laws of material nature, and they govern all the living entities within the material existence. But it's Krishna's energy. Daivyesha gunamayi mama maya duratya mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is very difficult to overcome. But those who take shelter in me can easily cross beyond it. So it's insurmountable if one is not taking shelter of Krishna, and it becomes easily crossed over as much as we take shelter of Krishna. So the Acharya, that's his business, is to show an example of how to take shelter of Krishna and to teach others how to take shelter of Krishna. Then one becomes an Acharya. There's no need to know everything, just to know that. There's no need to take shelter of everything. There's only need to take shelter of that conception. And then one's life gradually becomes perfect. So I'm actually going to make this a shortcut. Any questions? See if there's any questions. Avadhuta Roy.
Avadhuta Raya Dasa. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vishwanath on Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 15th chapter, 54 writes, the yogi merges the gross covering, Vishwaha, into the subtle covering, Tajasaha. Then this is merged into the very subtle covering called Karana, Prajna. And Karana merges into the Atma, Turiyaha. How the very subtle covering can become one with the Atma? This is the question. How the very subtle covering can become one with the Atma?
Well, it doesn't become one with the spiritual soul. Spiritual soul is the different types of energy than the subtle energy. Doesn't become one.
Okay, the next question. Vishwanath also writes, with the destruction of all the transitory objects witnessed, only the pure Atma remains. Those he is liberated. He does not mention identification with the super soul as Srila Prabhupada, which sounds Brahmavada. How to understand this difference? With the destruction of all the transitory objects witnessed, only the pure Atma remains. Those he is liberated. He does not mention identification with the super soul as Srila Prabhupada, which
Could be impersonal realization. So I'm saying that I don't know the whole text, but it could be impersonal realization. Getting free from the material nature doesn't mean you enter fully into the spiritual energy. Only maybe partially. To go into the sunshine doesn't mean necessarily you're on the sun planet or you've met the sun god. Anything else? Okay. Kuala. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.